You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Jazz musician Matt Wilson's latest LP is called Hug. The former Wichitan spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin about the record and life as a musician in the time of a pandemic.
On this new record, you have the Space Force March and then Interplanetary Music. And Interplanetary Music, of course, comes from the Sun Ra catalog. Did you engage a lot with his music over the years?
I got hip to Sun Ra, like many things, by my late brother Mark, who's 5 years older than me and was a real adventurous music listener. He's the one that got me into Sun Ra. I mean, he saw the Sun Ra Orchestra, I think, when he was in college and said, oh, man, you got to check this out. Just like many things he did that with.
My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation.
You know, I love anything that has some drama and theater to it. So that's one of the reasons. And then I wrote the Space Force March in the summer of 19, or maybe even the summer of 18, I think I wrote Space Force March. And we played it at a gig we were doing in the city, and it was kind of a hit. So I decided to put those two together. And Matt Balaceras was the one that actually sort of weaved the speech in. We talked about it, but we sort of collaborated on that, but he sort of did all that magic. So that was really him. So it's great. Some people really don't like that part of it. It's really funny. Some people are like, it's a record. I just don't want to hear Trump's voice no matter what. So I thought it was funny, but, you know, got to push him around a little bit.
Separate but equal. Time to have Space Force. It is going to be something.
You also do this incredible version of Roger Miller's King of the Road.
I tell people all the time, you know, I love swing, you know, but I love that beat, or the American, what I call one of the greatest American time melodies ever is swing. You know, that's America. And so, you know, it comes from all kinds of music. And for me, I didn't get it from at 3 years old from a Count Basie record. I mean, I did not too long after that, but I heard this in the two feel, you know, that's why I wanted the exact bass thing at the beginning, because that to me is so iconic. And that ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. But his artistry is something else. First of all, he had the humor, and it swung. And then he also had serious songs, you know, like One Dying in a Barian is a deep song about, you know, suicide, really. And then all these other songs. So, yeah, along with his humor and then the scat singing that he did, like on Dang Me and all those songs, just to me, it's just such a part of my sound, you know, I mean, part of my sonic story for sure. Roger Miller.
So a big part of your life every year is performing live, and I'm curious how you feel about sort of being stuck at home, really, without going out to play gigs and so forth during this pandemic.
The way I look at it, Jed, a little bit is I've gotten to be in the pool quite a bit, and if the lifeguard is blowing the whistle and we have to get out of the pool for a little while, I'm okay with it. Thing is that it's pretty much universal. I mean, I know there's some live performances going on in Wichita, which is great, but a lot of places it's really shut down, you know, New York especially. So we just hope that it can come back in some sort of form, and that the places can survive is one of the main things, you know, and the institutions can survive. We hope that's one of, you know, our biggest wishes and our biggest, you know, hopes. So, but we're just trying to keep it alive, you know, some sort of ways.